The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special edition. I'm also going to call it the Nanotechnology Hour. And anyway, I have people that are sometimes frightened by nanotechnology. Some just are enamored by it. And, of course, we've been working forever, I say forever, but ever since I've been on the air pretty much, talking about silver at the nanoscale. And I've got a guy I've been wanting to get on the air. I mentioned him on the air earlier because I've met with him a few times talking about advancements in understanding nanotechnology and colloidal silver and silver hydrosol. And he's really added a lot to my understanding of the things that I work with, probably many of you listening to the show work with as well every day. So let's get behind the scenes with Dr. Rob McCuspey. And Dr. Rob, you've been in high-level academia, in government, in dealing with nanotechnology. Now you're in the private sector. We'll get into that in a little bit. But your understanding of this, it comes from a very deep academic and scientist perspective rather than a lay audience that says, well, silver is awesome, for instance, as a nanoparticle in colloidal silver. But you really were in the science realm, deep into the science realm.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show. So I got my classical training. I actually got a PhD in nanotechnology and materials chemistry. It was one of the first formal programs that were offered in the country at the time. Lots of people were doing the research in the area, but this was actually a formalized program of study. So, you know, I began to learn about some of the new things that nanotechnology can offer, its applications towards healthcare, but even just the fundamental properties. Like, for example, if you take gold that we're all familiar with, maybe we've, you know, seen a wedding band made of gold, we know what the color is. When you take particles of gold that are really small and you take it to be 10,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair, the color of the gold changes. It now becomes this beautiful ruby red color. And it's something that you may have seen in the ancient Roman stained glass, those beautiful ruby reds. The ancient Romans were actually making gold nanoparticles. They didn't know it at the time, but they used it in their stained glass. And so throughout history, we've been surrounded by nanotechnology, and it's just now that we've had the tools and the scientific understanding of being able to study what are the properties and how can we exploit those.
Of course, there are two sides. One is the active embracer of nanotechnology, and when you acknowledge it's been used perhaps in antiquity to some degree, it's very exciting, and you say, okay. But what about those that are frightened by it, right? Could it make things worse? Could it be more toxic? We've dealt with this on the air sometimes with a group called EFSA and Environmental Working Group. And, you know, if I step outside of my radio personality, I might say, well, they have good intentions. Sometimes there are other things. But did you study? Obviously, if you got a PhD in nanotechnology, you would have to acknowledge maybe there's some dangers to it, too. Or how would you balance out?
So I think actually the government funding community for probably the best time in history with a new technology that has emerged, invested the largest portion of their portfolio on these environmental health and safety questions. If you look at several decades ago, it was about a tenth of a percent of R&D investment was in environmental health and safety, or EHS. I'm going to call it nano EHS affectionately for the nanotechnology side of it. But nano EHS spending was about 5% of the R&D portfolio. So as the technologies were being developed, there was a big focus on, okay, if it's got these new properties, do those new properties pose new hazards to the humans that are drinking it or using it, to the environment when it's disposed of? And the idea of life cycle analysis thinking, of looking at everything from cradle to grave, when you pull it out of the ground, to manufacturing it, to shipping it, using it, unintended uses, and then the delivery to the waste stream, potential recycling. What are all of the potential risks and hazards of all of those different scenarios? So I think the nanotechnology community has actually been remarkably proactive at understanding how to use these materials safely.
Okay, so controversies. Are there any still? I understand the beginning phases, they assumed perhaps or were worried about some. Were there surprises along the way? Does it matter? I mean, this was kind of a gimme question. Does it matter what material you turn into a nanomaterial in terms of its unique properties, or are they all pretty much, they behave the same when you make them smaller?
Yeah, so there's different properties, of course. So the different materials, as you take them to the nanoscale, behave differently, right? So carbon nanotubes are one that, you know, people have talked about for electronic devices because they're great at conducting electricity, but then there's some potential health risks at extremely high exposure levels that you would want to avoid, but you can mitigate those by using the right safety equipment, the right respirators or exhaust hoods. So as the community has learned more about those risks, they figured out how to reduce them. If you look at things like gold nanoparticles, in addition to the optical properties, a lot of medical researchers have looked at those for targeted nanomedicines. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually use the gold nanoparticles as a scaffold and then attach a targeting agent to it, attach a drug payload to it, and try to send it to a specific compartment or specific location in the body to deliver that drug payload there. So there's been a lot of R&D and even clinical trials are underway now looking at these different targeted nanomedicines.
Okay, but if we talk about how do we marry the high tech with the natural world? I've often said that silver and other materials can occur naturally at the nano level in certain areas. And so it isn't like it's unprecedented, but perhaps it's unprecedented that we have the technology to harness it and utilize it for other purposes perhaps never before done.
Yeah, well, silver is actually a really interesting case because you have this natural balance in the environment that has kind of been discovered in the last 5 years of research that silver can be in these very small particle forms. It can dissolve and release ions, and it's actually the silver ions that have the antimicrobial activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then those ions can actually be reduced back into metal nanoparticles by light, by proteins, by organic matter in the environment. So there's this natural equilibrium cycle. They've found it in river waters of silver mine tailings and estuaries, and there's really now a good understanding of this equilibrium between the ionic state and the particle state. And so it's actually that silver nanoparticles have naturally existed as long as silver has existed.
Right.
So once you figure out how to control this balance, then you can figure out how to exploit it. So if you think about, well, the ions give you this bioactive form, how can we keep that balance and deliver it to places that we want to and actually use it?
Sure. And if we talk about breakthroughs in colloidal technology, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, I've worked with the folks over at Natural Immunogenics, and you have, again, coming from academia, now you are, how would you describe your role in furthering the technology in that regard with Natural Immunogenics?
So as the director of laboratories and senior scientist, I get to help a lot with the R&D, obviously very involved with the quality control systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable what this company does. It kind of takes me back to my days when I worked at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and you know the focus was on the measurements and the highest quality of everything that you could possibly do, and that is just in the DNA, in the culture here, which is remarkable.
NIST, I want for our listening audience to know what that is. Say it again.
Sure.
and why it exists and who is involved and how does it operate?
Yeah, sure. So the National Institute of Standards and Technology is the only national lab of the Department of Commerce, and it exists to help America increase its economic competitiveness through weights and measures. I mean, you buy a gallon of gas, you want to make sure it's a gallon, right? So that's kind of the spirit of their mission. And so when I worked there, I was actually making their silver nanoparticle reference material for them because the nano-EHS research community was calling for standards to compare the results across different studies and different labs. So they wanted to have some benchmark test material and some methods of how do you measure the size of a silver nanoparticle.
Mm-hmm.
As we understand these faint transformations, how do we know what we started with? So it was a really fun time to be part of, you know, the conversation and helping, you know, be a leader in the field to shape the conversations. You know, but that commitment to the quality and the understanding of the science is really reflected in natural immunogenics, and that's one of the things that drew me, aside from my own personal experiences in my family and benefiting their health. But, yes. You know, you come here and you see the lab that they have in-house. They have their own transmission electron microscope to visualize and measure particles that are this small. There's no other way to do it, and they have one in-house, which is just remarkable. Normally, you have to go to a university's core facility to get to a piece of technology like that.
You know, I've said that, too. I had the great fortune many years ago in high school being in a magnet science program to work on electron microscopes. The county I was in had a place where you could go, and I never saw one since, right, other than hearing about them at research universities. Now, when I came down and years ago did some consultations with them, and I was also brought to the University of Miami Medical School. They had it, you know, to kind of confirm what they were seeing in their own in-house TEM to validate it outside. I was like, what dietary supplement manufacturer does this? I was even stunned. I was like, wow, that's an investment in wanting to do it right as opposed to just throwing out whatever and people aren't going to know and they'll buy it. So obviously you were attracted because you're coming from that high-level science and precision background, you must have said the same thing. It's like, this is kind of strange. I didn't expect this.
Yeah, and the understanding of the science, you know, understanding why you have to put things in an amber glass bottle when they're silver to preserve that balance and that equilibrium, because if there's too much light getting in, even the UV light coming out of fluorescent lights that you have everywhere, that can alter the equilibrium. And so it can change the available form.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that there was not just the understanding, but the commitment to saying, yeah, it might cost a little more than plastic, but hey, we're committed to that quality and that purity. And, you know, that really resonated with kind of what I've done in my scientific career. And so the opportunity to take that platform and say, all right, so what else can we do with this? How can we take this to the next level is really fun. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next many years here.
Excellent. Now, working with this, there's the practical side, there's the clinical side, the experiential side. Of course, a dietary supplement has limitations in terms of what claims can be made about any given product because it's not considered a drug. Yet we know the properties are so extraordinary that they would you're hard pressed to describe what it can do without almost falling into that category. But I, you know, questions that I've had, and we've talked off the air about this, to understand the active form, if we will, the thing that does work within the body that has purpose and functionality. We've talked in terms of nanotechnology, in terms of particles, and you mentioned the term ion or cation. Can you describe, I mean, one of the books that opened this up for me, we got I'm actually setting the stage for the break here. Because, folks, this is an egghead hour. I will grant you that. Until I bring Super Don back in, we'll get a little silly. Maybe we'll get silly, too, but I've got to satisfy my egghead cravings here with Dr. Rob McCuspey. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk more about what makes a silver colloid, if you will, or a hydrosol form, so functional and even safe, because I've obviously come to that conclusion having utilized it for years with myself and my own family. We'll get to that when we come back from this break. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, for all the links. If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if there is any confusion out there about colloidal technology, nanosilver, or other materials that Dr. Rob McCuskey has worked with, we may get to them this hour. Very special edition heading into the weekend, asking you to put your thinking caps on. You can do it. We'll get silly in a little while. But I was talking about, you know, reading the book by Dr. Robert Becker, The Body Electric, and the things that he kind of uncovered or revealed, and how that led to inspiration for something like a sovereign silver as well. I don't know if you traveled that same route, or it was circuitous through academia into NIST and other things to find out what you found out, or to validate the things that I found to be true as well.
Yeah, no, my career, I've kind of always had this mission of, when I was very early, I thought I wanted to be a doctor and, you know, actually be in the clinic and practicing. But then as I got into college and my undergrad education, did some research, and found that I really loved in the lab creating things with my hands, and thought, well, what if you could go make the tools that help people, as opposed to being the set of hands that uses those tools? It could probably have just as much of an impact on healthcare. So weaving and winding throughout my career, you know, working at different places, trying to answer different aspects of this problem. So now this is an opportunity to help make the next set of tools that can help people improve their health. And so one of the things that, you know, at NIST and kind of understanding about the silver is that we learned that you have this kind of ionic bioactive form, if you will, of the silver. Mm-hmm. But you also have particles that they can kind of dissolve, if you will, and release more ions without getting too technical about it. But, you know, basically you can have that transformation under the relevant conditions. So the remarkable thing that drew me to natural immunogenics about their formulation is that you have this mixture of the ions and these very, very, very small particles. So if you think about, you know, particles dissolving and releasing, that happens on the surface. So imagine if you had an onion and you're trying to peel the layers of an onion off. and you could only eat the outside layer that you peeled, and you had to throw the rest in the trash. Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I wouldn't really get much use out of that, right? But by having these really small particle size, most of the silver is on the surface because they're so small at this nanometer scale. You're talking about hundreds of atoms in a particle.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of those in that reservoir that can be used are right there and available. So you have this combination of the active form already ready to go, and then hitting it with like a 1-2 punch because you have this reservoir that's the most readily converted form to provide an additional amount of the bioactive form of silver.
Right.
So it's really, it took me a long circuitous path to kind of come at it from this, very peer-reviewed literature perspective and the basic fundamental science to then be able to look at this product and say, oh my gosh, here we were working as an academic community trying to solve this problem, and the formulation was right here.
Right, right.
Why it was so phenomenal maybe wasn't known yet.
Now
that we've done the work, it's like, if you could design it that way from the beginning, you probably would.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a lot of homemade colloidal silvers and even professionally made colloidal silvers, they'll have compounded forms. They'll have silver salts, like silver nitrate used in the modern medical field, silver chlorides and such. And it does tend, I don't know if this is the right word or term to say there's a reservoir because there's some level of dissociation of cations, right,
mm-hmm.
possibly. But in the hydrosol form, it seems to not rely upon salt chemistry. Am I accurate saying that?
That's correct. It's absolutely correct. So it starts with 99.999% pure silver. Yes, there's five nines in there. So 99.999% pure silver, and then pharmaceutical grade water, which is as pure and clean water as you can possibly get. And those are the two ingredients to make a silver hydrosol.
Some people have said that it's impossible. You can't do it because you have to have a functional balance to the cations. You need a salt, right? As a reservoir, if you will, for the cation dissociation, like in earlier times, we didn't have the technology to do this. So obviously, there's a proprietary technology, I know. But this has proved itself, and it falls within the realm of what you already knew to be true, or was a new discovery that this was possible?
It falls within the constructs of what we understand. Once you kind of understand the secret sauce, if you will, you go, oh, aha. So it's fits within what's known. And then when you think about the fact that you have this purity, you make it a lot more safe in that form because the body is able to use everything. Your body doesn't have to excrete all of these extra things in there. It's not going to build up over time as it would in other forms, per mm-hmm. se. So if you have, other nitrates or chlorides or what have you in there
right.
that contaminate it, that can make it harder for the body to find the available forms of the silver.
Of course, some have argued that said, well, there are nitrates and chlorides in your body. What about that? And we're going to take a break, and when we come back with Dr. Rob McCuskey, I've got it. Just an extraordinary opportunity. It doesn't happen every day, folks, where we get a true nanotechnology PhD level guy. He is that. He's a great guy. We're going to pull some more science from him. He's going to go all science on us. That's what we say. And we're going to have fun doing it. So we'll be back with more powerful healing after this. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
A little nanotechnology to get us into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rob McCusby. And I'm just digging it because I'm an egghead at heart. People know that about me. Doesn't mean we can't talk energy. But before we get into the body chemistry issue, you know, how the silver interacts at that level. I mean, is it strange to consider that the body is an electrical conduit? I mean, you know, that everything is electricity too. I mean, there's you can't separate out energy from matter, can you?
Well, I mean, if you think about the theory of relativity, right? So energy and mass and light, it's all interconnected. So it all ties together at some level. This mm-hmm. is maybe a little bit more philosophical than scientific, but in my view, just because we don't necessarily understand how to measure it doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah.
And we know that mass and light and energy are all interrelated somehow, that mm-hmm. you know, light is both a particle and a wave and energy at the same time. So all of these things, it's probably interconnected in ways that we don't fully understand yet.
You know, that what's fascinating about what you said, and acknowledging there's philosophy in here, but also saying that just because we don't understand it yet or can explain it yet, doesn't mean it isn't real. And that's the difference between a healthy skepticism when we approach the world and we approach science versus those that are just shut down because they have a dogma or belief, even about science, that is more cult or religious-like than really scientific.
Yeah, it's fascinating because you have to kind of find the frontier of knowledge. In order to make a new discovery, you have to figure out what is the edge of what is known, and then you can test and experiment, you know, use the scientific method to learn new knowledge and share that with the field. And, you know, part of science is educating that the rest of the world about that discovery and communicating that knowledge, which is one of the great things about what you do with your show is helping share the knowledge. But I think that as we figure out and we can admit there are things that we don't know, then we can begin to discover what it is that is unknown and learn what we can about it. I mean, we'll never learn everything about everything. I think that's an unrealistic expectation or goal to have. But, yeah. I mean, you know, if we can learn something new every day, then that makes the world a lot more fun.
Sure. And as someone is trained in up to the PhD level in nanotechnology, does it bum you out when you see a lot of innovation happening outside of the official sanctioning, if you will, right? Isn't that historically pretty much how it's been?
No, I mean, innovation is innovation, right? So it's going to find a way out. You know, there's a lot of times where if you look back in the history of science, people had ideas that were outside of the current society's worldviews mm-hmm. and paradigms, and they led to very significant scientific discoveries. So you know, if that's what's happening today and maybe we don't realize it, then maybe not everything that we try works perfectly the way we drew it up on the whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's big. Now, we were going into the body chemistry aspect because I love talking about fate, transport, all the things that we do know, some of the things that we're speculating on in terms of our interaction with nano silver. You know, we talk about cations, with the efficiency, the excretion pathways. Now, some who have these so-called salt chemistry semi-colloidal silvers, right, there's a little mm-hmm. bit, but they will argue, well, it doesn't matter because once it hits your body, it turns into a salt, it binds to things, and it's like, well, I understand the pathways of travel and then binding and excretion for elimination by the body, but does that take away from its functionality? You have to have the ability to have that electrical charge, so to speak. The cation is the dynamic action.
Yeah, so what a lot of people are looking at is they're saying, oh, well, I learned in my chemistry courses that, you know, silver chloride is an insoluble precipitate. But when you get into some of the more advanced inorganic chemistry classes, you learn that there's never 100% of anything in chemistry. There's always an equilibrium and a balance. And so there's a little bit of dissolved silver when you have the presence of chloride, mm-hmm. and a little bit of dissolved chloride, and then a lot of the solid precipitate. So there's still this little bit that's left over. And science can measure, okay, it's called a solubility product, KSP. We know that approximately so many silver cations will be left over with a certain amount of chloride present. However, if you take it to another more complicated level, you can actually form a complex ion where the silver will bind to two chlorides and it'll actually have an overall negative charge now, and those three ions kind of form some bonds between them and they float through that way. When the chloride concentration decreases, the silver lets go of them and then it can revert back to its ionic form. So it kind of becomes encapsulated. And so there's this, again, this I like to think of most of life in terms of equilibriums and balances. So there's this balance between you put a whole lot in, okay, it kind of wraps it up and then it goes away. It says, all right, I don't need that shell anymore.
But there's for lack of a better word, dynamism. I think dynamic. You know, it's a living system.
Right.
It's not a dead system. It's always in motion and movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if you look at how those charges go through the body, there's been a lot of studies that look at ionic forms of silver and particle forms of silver, purely particles. And some recent studies, even last year in the literature, are showing that the impact on the gut microbiome and the diversity of the gut microbiome, which we're now learning has a really big impact on health, that silver is not impacting the diversity of the gut microbiome. If you take traditional pharmaceutical antibiotics, which they had as a control, it decreased the diversity of species in the gut microbiome tremendously in this study. But they went to, just trying to see an effect. Scientists mm-hmm. are testing. They went to these extraordinary levels, you know, 2,000 times what a person would ever take in a normal situation to see if they could see any effect. And there was no alteration to the gut microbiome in that particular study. So it's remarkable to me how silver can have these effects, but yet help the body's natural balance not be disrupted at the same time.
One of the first meetings you and I had together talking about this and just enjoying it thoroughly, and I encourage everybody, go back and listen to this, replay it, because there's a lot of depth of knowledge that Dr. Rob carries here. The discussion of the silver aloe protocol, I wrote about it in my book. I've talked about it with many physicians. We were trying to find a way to utilize the properties that I had seen in silver of regeneration, of downregulation of site-specific tissue inflammation. Now, we're not talking about any one product right now. This is about science of silver at the nano level. And we said we had found a way to deliver silver efficiently into the gut. Aloe, and you is like the light went on for you, and I saw something interesting in you because you had been studying other things, or others have, of how to do something like this.
So speaking of going back and listening, I was talking about targeted nanomedicines earlier, so I'm going to bring that back a little bit here, because with that aloe protocol and the silver colloids, it is actually a targeted nanomedicine that is a natural targeted nanomedicine, which has really not been found. That's why I got so excited. So, all right, let me try to slow down here a little bit and explain more of this.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a targeted nanomedicine, you've got this shell, right, on the outside that's sending it to a certain compartment of the body. Well, we know that the aloe will travel and transit through the entire gut and exit without much absorption. Well, we also have known that silver can be readily absorbed by the gut in these various forms. But when the silver and the aloe mix, they actually like to hang out together, and it kind of forms an aloe shell around the silver, which now becomes a protective barrier. It keeps that silver from being absorbed at the upper intestines and carries it deeper through the entire pathway and can deliver it into the places that we want. So it's maybe not necessarily the NIH construct of let's take a very complicated protein to a very specific cell docking site,
and
et cetera, right? This is just a natural approach that, hey, the body does this naturally. Let's put the two together. Silver kind of hitches a ride where it needs to go, and the aloe provides that protective coating to send it where it's needed, and then you can deliver it in a targeted way to where it is. And it turns out that the payload would be the silver particle itself. So it's a natural targeted nanomedicine. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And the beauty is in simplicity often. You've heard that. And I think this was one of those cases where we found so much benefit, we didn't have to engineer it in a way that only the super elite wealthy companies of the planet could do. And maybe it bypassed them. Maybe they get annoyed by this. But if you're invested in healing and bringing the power to heal back to the people, this is a wonderful tool that seems to be, in all the years I've been using it, extremely non-toxic to healthy human mammalian animal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times the elegant simplicity is the best choice. And you take a natural product and another natural product, and they both come from the earth. One's a plant, one's a mineral. And you put them together and you get this synergistic effect, and it's just truly remarkable.
Now, we talked about excretion, and you brought to my attention some recent studies about excretion of silver nanoparticles. And if they were, I don't know how to say this because this is your field more, but the engineered something that there wasn't as much excretion, but if they were dealing with more of the isolated nanoparticles, it was easy to get out a significant number at 24 hours, at 48 hours, even more significant.
Yeah, we're seeing on the order of 60 to 90% excretion within 48 hours of the silver. It's showing evidence that what is not absorbed obviously will be excreted. That's pretty intuitive. What is interesting about it is it shows that the liver is kind of the dominant mechanism of clearance of the silver that is absorbed in the body, and that it doesn't hang around, forever necessarily. It's most of it's getting excreted pretty quickly, pretty readily.
Yeah.
The idea of the ionic versus the particulate, it kind of goes back to probably how well it's absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
The ionic is absorbed a little bit more readily, crosses over a little bit readily, and a lot of the literature is pointing towards the stomach acid will actually help dissolve some of the particles and can increase more than you would have naturally in that natural equilibrium we were talking about earlier that might just be in the bottle.
So it's counterintuitive to what was thought of. There's certain aspects of chemistry that we think of interactions, like you said, salt chemistry, but you go deep into this and see, it doesn't actually work that way all the way through. It goes much deeper, much differently.
Yeah, it sounds like, okay, two ingredients, it must be really simple, but there's so many of these complex. It started out as a simple one-way arrow, and then it turned into a cycle with a couple of arrows looping around, and now it's a spaghetti mess of transformations that can possibly occur as we've increased our knowledge as a field. So it's pretty fun to be a part of it.
So how about your old buddies? You go out to some of these conferences that are super egg-heady, right, nanotechnology, and when you tell them you're working with a dietary supplement form of nanosilver, do they say, what, have you just left the farm, or are they going, that's interesting, I'm intrigued by that. What is the response?
So at the last conference I went to, it was actually great. They started out with quoting Gwyneth Paltrow, which kind of gets snickers from a science conference, and not really credibility from celebrities. They were talking about colloidal silver, and then I gave my presentation about the quality of the measurements we do and the standards we've put in place, and they were like, oh, wow, this is great. And then the talk after me, there was a question. They said, well, the last guy said this stuff is so safe we should drink it all, and you're talking about, well, you know, raising fear, so what should we do here? And the guy says, well, it all comes down to concentration and form, right? As our last person pointed out, referring to my talk, it's the right concentration and the right form, and at the realistic exposures that people see and that they would be having, it is safe. We had to go thousands of times over normal exposure scenarios, normal limits, to see any hint of effects.
Yeah.
So to hear that kind of
acknowledgement,
consensus, hey, we've now got a handle
we've
on
arrived.
This as a field.
Yeah.
And to be a part of a company that has figured that out as well is really fun.
Well, Dr. Rob McCusby, I certainly enjoy your company. Like I said, I get to go to places I don't often do, and I'm glad that we were able to allow my larger listening audience to in on the things that you're doing and how validated and how balanced and how rooted in science this really is.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Really
we'll get Dr. Rob on again. For now, we'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don and who knows what else.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, now that we've had our fill of scrambled eggheads with Dr. Rob McCuskey this hour, I barely stand still standing. Super D is back. Captain Morgan, are you back with us?
Ahoy, mateys.
Hey, hooray. Okay, so I want everybody to go back and re-listen to that. But for now, let's go to something a little more guttural or intestinal. Not that we didn't just talk about healing the gut with the silver aloe a little bit. But here's the story out of Time Magazine. Here's the question. I'm going to have Captain Morgan answer this first. Should you be eating bugs instead of meat?
Obviously not. What kind of a question is that?
Why is that obviously not? Super Don. I mean, you know why? Because you're newer to the show. You haven't heard us talk about how wonderful bugs are to eat.
I've heard you guys talk about a few things, but I don't agree with that. This might go on that list.
Clarification, I have never said that I'm interested in eating bugs either.
Oh,
now, we have talked about it on the show, but
all right.
I put that right up there with you know, the other topic.
Well, okay. Crickets have as much protein as pork, according to this. And if there is a protein shortage prophesized, as they say in this Time Magazine article, we talk about zombie apocalypse, could crickets and grasshoppers be an easy source of protein? Around the world, in certain arenas and areas, they eat insects as a matter of course. That's part of their day.
Yeah, they also put, like, bones in their lip and stuff, too. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
You are such a culturalist.
No, I'm just, listen, in a survival situation, would I eat bugs to survive? Sure. But as a matter of preference, no, bugs are not on the top of my list.
Okay. Well, Captain, you said you absolutely not. Was that a matter of preference or something stronger?
I do know that they eat bugs in various cultures. And like Super Don said, I mean, I love camping. And in tough situations, you do what you got to do. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how healthy is this protein, and how many would you have to eat to make it worth your while? And I don't really eat pork anyway, so where does it weigh in, like, with chicken?
Yeah, like, is it a shellfish, right? I guess it's a cockroach. It would be a shellfish. You don't want to do that. But
yummy.
Yeah, just in time to gross everybody out heading to the weekend. That doesn't matter. I'll be sleeping through it. You guys can enjoy your bug sandwich. By the way,
listen, there are a lot of people that are really in support of eating the bug thing, and that's where those chips that we had the guest on talked about, the chips.
Right.
That's where it comes from, because it's better for the environment, and it's not, you know, you're not being cruel to animals, and there's less ozone and all that kind of stuff. But hey, I still like my meat. Okay. You know, give me my meat, man.
All right. Somebody else can eat the crickets. That's just more chicken for me.
All right. This is a vegetarian crowd right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One last story. Since we opened kind of spring breaky, and there's another story about evidence mounting that sunscreen could weaken sperm counts. In other words, male fertility rates could be dropping due to the use of the chemicals found in sunscreen. Another reason, unless you want to be infertile, to not use sunscreen and to enjoy the sun to the extent that you can without burning, and then build it up and then be able to go out without that stuff that's poisoning you.
Absolutely. We're trying to eliminate all these other chemicals from our system, so that's just lathering more on.
Mm-hmm. They say that some of these things are mimicking progesterone. So we talk about estrogen mimicking compounds, hormone disruptors, endocrine disruptors, as if it's like normal to do that in every news report. Summertime, spring break, sunscreen, grab your sunscreen. They never talk about the ingredients. There are forms of sunscreen that are safe or safer, certainly not as devastating as all the endocrine disruption that happens with the traditional, you know, mass market grocery store, drugstore bought sunscreens. But I'm telling you, build up your base. Slowly, over time, you'll be able to tolerate more and more. Take a lot of extra selenium. Get some astaxanthin in you. Again, all of those minerals, essential fats, coconut oil, all of these things can reduce the burn. And if you do get burned, like I did a couple of weeks ago because I was staying too far, too long out in the garden with my shirt off, I put the silver spray, like I do the silver aloe protocol for my gut. I did the silver aloe protocol for my epithelial layer of my earth suit, my skin, my back. And guess what? I didn't blister, I didn't peel, and it turned into a nice deep dark tan, and it was a full-on sunburn.
I've done that for burns, too. It really does work great.
So there you go, folks. We're about at it. Hopefully you can get some vitamin D. Maybe I'll take a nap in the sun when I have a moment. Thank you, Super D. Thanks to Dr. Rob McCuspey. Thanks as well to Dr. Daryl Wolf, docofdetox.com. Of course, check it out, all the links. Thanks to Captain Morgan in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Back Sunday with more powerful healing. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours. Nap time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ask for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD
or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.